The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Scaramucci is just a...
Let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Oh, dear God, what? Bill O'Reilly, what?
Isn't it refreshing to have me on this program on Friday?
No, it's a pain in my ass.
Give you and your crew different perspectives that you've never thought about.
Because they're wrong. We dismiss them right away.
Rather than most of your guests at the end of the day 50 times. Isn't it refreshing to have me here? Come on, tell the truth.
I mean, you are the most delusional man I think I've ever met. Now, Bill, this Scaramucci character, I mean, right out of The Sopranos, this interview that he did, and he says he didn't know, but I trusted a journalist. You what? I mean, come on, man. The things that he said in this interview, he is one of the nastiest guys I've ever... I mean, I wouldn't be in a room with this guy. If this guy is... This is the way he talks when he's just talking. I want nothing to do with him. Is this where our president lives? This is the swamp cleaner?
Okay, number one, Scaramucci lives in my town. All right, I don't really know him. I ran into him, I think, once many years ago. But if you're thinking that this kind of conversation and this kind of language that he's using is not used by most, and I mean that absolutely accurately, most political operatives, and you're living in the land of Oz. I mean, John Podesta, who would have been Hillary Clinton's chief of staff, makes Scaramucci look like Mother Teresa. All right? That's how bad many of these guys are. Now, I'm going to give Scaramucci a pass because he's probably taken with himself with the big position. He's never been in there before.
Ah, good. So we have a rookie with an ego.
We have a rookie.
Sounds like a good combination. Let's keep adding them.
Well, they're all rookies. Come on.
Right, with egos.
You know, and that's not a good combination.
And money.
And I'm not justifying anything he did, but I'm trying to add perspective to it.
Right.
But what I can't figure out is why anybody in the White House would talk to the New Yorker. They hate you.
Hello.
All right. Why would you do it? Why would you invite the New York Times in, as Trump did last week? Why? I mean, they're never, ever going to be fair or give you any kind of benefit of the doubt. They're always going to find a way to try to destroy you. That disturbs me more than the gutter language.
Yeah, it's not right? The language. Now, it's just this guy is just a bad guy.
No, it is the language. I mean, we expect some decorum as far as presentation is concerned. And behind the scenes, as I said, they all talk like that. But you don't talk like that to a reporter who hates you. I mean, it's just insane. This guy couldn't get in, this New Yorker reporter couldn't get into CNN fast enough. I mean, he was like diving through the window. Put me on. You know, I'll set myself on fire if you don't put me on right now.
But Bill,
you're responsible for my death.
If he believed he was off the record, however, and he was saying
he
those things about...
If they all say that.
Right, but...
You don't talk to a New Yorker reporter, a New York Times reporter, and say it's off the record. They're never going to... I mean, and I don't believe Scaramucci thought he was off the record anyway.
I
thought he was just being a macho man. Mm-hmm. You put it right, The Sopranos.
Well, he's claiming he thought he was.
Got to get him a little hat and he can strut around.
Yeah. No, he's claiming he was, but that's just so he has some... Yeah, look, I wouldn't have done that if I was... He was sending a message with this conversation.
If nothing else, though, then wasn't he a leaker?
The message in a much more authoritative way.
Right.
Look,
but he has, Stu brings up a good point. He has become a leaker himself.
Well, Stu is a genius, number one. So whatever he says, I have to take very, very seriously. Number two, look, there are leaks coming out of the White House, and Trump is driving Trump crazy, and Scaramucci is there to try to stop it. All right, so that's what it is. We'll see if he can stop it. And then now Lance Priebus may be the leaker. Renz Priebus, I'm sorry, may be the leaker. And, I, you know, But I don't want to. I don't want the speculation. You know, yeah. Find out if he's doing it and fire him.
Okay, that's so it. How do you feel about Donald Trump coming out when the Pentagon is going in another direction just to get a bill passed in the House? He comes out and says, there will never be, we will not accept any transgender people into the military. We know we have 10 people in the military that are serving. There hasn't been any problems. I mean, look, I don't want to pay for anybody's elective surgery. This surgery should not be anything other than elective, and it should be discouraged, as it does nothing to change the suicide rate. People who have dysphoria, they are 46% likely to commit suicide. They have the surgery, they're 45% likely to have suicide. And the younger you get, the higher the number goes for suicide if you've had the surgery. We should not be in this business in the first place. I don't want the I don't want the military a part of any kind of political correct anything. Their job is to kill people faster than anyone else on the earth. I don't care if it's a guy in a skirt. I don't care if it's a guy who looks like Randy Macho Man Savage. I don't care how they get it done, as long as they get it done. What about Trump doing this?
That was very, very, very well put. Okay, here's the deal. You want to know the real story? And this is why you should be thrilled to have me on every Friday. Here's the real story.
We like you for your modesty, honestly.
I mean, modesty only goes so far, Ben.
Right, okay.
Here's a real story.
All right.
All right, Trump and his crew in the White House know they're looking terrible on the legislative front. Okay, they know it. So what better way to deflect attention away from that than to rev up your base, which does not want transgendered people in the military, okay, and just throw out a tweet, which is all he did, didn't sign an executive order, didn't order the Pentagon to do anything, throw out a tweet saying, well, they're not going to serve in the military. That deflects the whole thing away, injects emotion for your cause. All right, because your base wants that. Your base is with you on that. And that's exactly why that happened. Thank you very much. Stu, are you there, Stu?
You know, Bill O'Reilly's a genius. I've said it before.
Moscow today is seizing two U.S. properties in Russia because of the sanctions. Things aren't looking good with Russia. Where is this headed?
No, well, you're going to have your guest on, next hour to
what's
going on in there. Look, the sanctions have to happen, and so if they're going to seize whatever they're going to seize, then you look at that and you slap more sanctions on them if you have to. Putin's not going to have a confrontation with the USA. He knows he'll lose that. He'll lose it militarily. He'll lose it economically. There's no win in it for him. He's got a bluster. And that's what this is. He's got a bluster to his base. So I'm going to seize this, that, and the other. Iran does this all day long, all day long. But in the end, Putin's position is not nearly as strong within Russia as he wants you to believe. I mean, there are people in Russia who want him out. And that movement is growing as the economy there gets worse. And these sanctions will hasten the demise of the Russian economy. So if you want to get Putin under control, you got to do this stuff. Congress is smart for doing it. And Putin can bluster all he wants, but he's not nearly as powerful as we are.
Bill Browder is my guest next hour. He was the CEO of Hermitage Capital Management. He was the former hedge fund manager that his partner was Magnitsky, the guy who the Magnitsky Act is named after. His partner was taken in by the FSB and the oligarchs in Russia, beaten, tortured, eventually arrested, and then an accident happened in prison. They tried to shut him up. This is the guy who is the partner. He has the inside scoop. He has testified in front of Congress, and it looks like the Democrats didn't want him to testify. I think he is completing a a tying up the loose ends here on something that I've said for a long time. They were doing this to both. Trump and Clinton both fell for it. If Clinton would have won, we'd be sitting in exactly the same situation, except we'd be shouting the other side's argument. This is Putin trying to cause chaos, period. Agree
right,
or disagree?
That's what Putin does. I agree. That's what Putin does. And that's why he's got to be slapped down when we get the opportunity to do that. He's a bad guy.
Bill O'Reilly, last question. I hear that back to school is around the corner, and I was wondering if you had any gift ideas.
Well, wow. I'm more interested in your vacation plans, Beck. You taking any more time off in August?
You gonna I'm staying working.
Oh, you're here, huh?
Yeah.
Excellent. Legends, Lies of Civil War, for anybody who wants to really understand the Civil War but not be bogged down with 900 pages. It's a terrific read, and 9 to 90, ages 9 to 90. Old School, Life in the Same Land, give you a few laughs. Killing a Rising Sun, of course, is perennial. And then we have Killing England, a big Revolutionary War book coming up September 19th.
Oh, wow.
With Hillary Clinton.
But she really didn't kill England. England isn't really dead.
No, but it's a what we call it's a
A jump the shark. Oh, I'm sorry, you were going for something.
Shark. There's no seafood in the book.
How do I find your books if I wanted to buy one?
Yeah, no, you'll like it, Beck, because right. It will educate you about our country, mm-hmm. and I know you want that.
Yes.
You desperately want it.
BillO'Reilly.com.
All that's available on BillO'Reilly.com.
Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it.
All right.
God bless. Have a good weekend.
Interesting interview. I probably the main takeaway is, quote, Stu is a genius, end quote. That's what I took out of the interview. I didn't really get much.
We could go back to the interview. Bill is always wrong. So then we could use both quotes and say, yeah, probably that is the takeaway.
So that doesn't seem ideal for me.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.